out of the White House and away from you in any way that we could. I now would recommend an action which has been agreed on several weeks ago, and it's been a question of timing before I bring it to attention for immediate action. Ackley and Schultz have concurred that we should go to the Tariff Commission on a Section 22 action on dairy imports. They've increased about 350% in the last year. They've increased by way of an evasion of the current restriction by having definitions which have permitted such evasions. Bill Roth has signed on this as well, and it will not give us any serious problems in Geneva. I just got a note that Mel Laird has called a meeting for this afternoon at 1:30 in Wausau, Wisconsin, for the Farm Bureau, Grange, Farmers Union, NFO, and milk producers to discuss withholding action and the need to stop imports. I would like to announce today, and the papers are ready and have been, that I have recommended to the President. The President will forward to the Tariff Commission a Section 22 action to return the dairy imports to the level of 2 years ago.
All right, and everybody in our shop is agreeable.
Everybody signed on in our shop.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
And I'll cut Laird's legs out a bit, and it will be a counteraction.
Who is doing the importing?
All across...
What countries? What countries?
Oh, it comes from New Zealand. It comes from mostly Western Europe countries now. They've got a big surplus over there, and they've been dumping it in here hard. Everything from Bulgaria up through the Netherlands, Holland.
Do we have authority to do anything on the price of milk, and should we do it?
We have authority to do one thing that I plan to do next week, which is to make certain adjustments that are very modest, won't involve any budgetary implications on the fluid milk prices. After the Section 22 action, we can increase price supports up to 90%, but the supply situation may make that impossible. I've got everything here ready to just pull the trigger whenever we can, but this is the first one and the most important one.
Does this commit us to anything else?
No, sir.
By implication, otherwise. I have a pretty strong memorandum from the Vice President about what terrible condition we're in the agricultural areas. And he recommends that we appoint an assistant to the Secretary of Agriculture to be in charge of relations with farm groups, and that his sole responsibility really to be try to get a better working relationship with the Grange and with the Farmers Union. And
really? Did he send you a memo like that, Mr. President?
Yeah. American Farm Bureau and so on and so forth.
Wow.
And he says that he's met with them at various places where he speaks, and he says they just say that the administration does not, they do not feel that we have a camaraderie with them and rapport and so on and so forth. And if we just have one person that just spent his time sleeping with them, and like we have Larry O'Brien sleeping with the house and sending Henry Wilson with the house and others, that we'd have a little better. Now, Dean Rusk, they made a recommendation that he appoint a man to just live with the governors. So he's bringing back an ambassador to be his man with the governors. And we've tried to have the White House go to 19 states. We're going to go to all of them to go over our general problems with them. McNamara set up civilian advisory groups to be, I believe it's the Secretary of War. Secretary of the Army has one, and the Air Force Department has one. It might be that we ought to see what it is that could be done that we're not doing, because I do have the feeling, and I told him yesterday in talking to McNamara and Rusk about this subject, I didn't tell them that the Vice President made this recommendation. But what brought it up was Rusk told me that the recommendation had been made, and he was appointing this man, if it's all right with me. And I said, all right, and then I told about what some of our studies showed, that first of all, our cabinet was the weakest cabinet the President had had from the standpoint of the President. And the delivering their constituencies. That they said the only two of them that was really known and accepted throughout the country, and that's what this study shows, and that's Rusk and McNamara, and that they are overexposed, and that Johnson wants to hog everything, and he won't let a cabinet officer do anything, and he won't let them appear anywhere, and he won't let them do anything on their own, and that's the biggest weakness of the Johnson administration. Roosevelt had his Wallace, and he had his Ickes, he had his Stimson, and he even had his Knox going out, but that our people, we don't watch who we associate with. We frequently with enemy groups. I'll give you an illustration. Buford Ellington called up last night and says, "Well, now you want our delegation? This state was getting ready to be sold out, and Nashville, Tennessee, and Bobby sent his boy Siegenthaler down here, and they decided that they would take over the state. I had to come back and keep them from doing it, because I thought they were going to try to gut the president. And we had a brawl about it, knock down, drag out. He came in, we fought it out, and I won by 50,000. Now, the biggest fighter we had here, the Nashville, Tennessee, and Bobby's assistant, Siegenthaler, they given him a big dinner. And they asked the president, the vice president, various members of the cabinet. And they had to go down several. Larry O'Brien turned them down, different one, but one of them accepted. Now, he's coming down to bring President Johnson's congratulations. That's the story. And I said, "That's all right. I'm not going to object to it." But I said, "You're not going to have my delegation." And you can go and get Siegenthaler to give you a delegation. Goddamned if I'm going to have the administration coming in and honoring and saluting and the president bringing wishes to sons of bitches that been gutting him.
Well, I couldn't agree more.
And Bill Wirtz has signed up to go do it. He didn't check with anybody. He doesn't know shit from Shinola about politics, as you know to begin with. But he has gone and done it. Now,